Hey, this is Justin. I want to talk about an idea that just popped as I was walking to the office. We'll call it the 25-minute MVP or minimum viable product, and how to go from sort of an inspiration to a minimum viable product in 25 minutes. And I use the number 25 minutes because that's like the Pomodoro method time frame. You could say a half hour, hour, it doesn't necessarily make a difference. So create a recipe here that can work. And depending on where you sit at this point in time, I think there's two components to actually get it kicked off. One is a handwritten notes, which just requires paper and a pen. Excuse me, I sneezed on that one. Apologies. Which was a just handwritten notes, which is a piece of paper and a pen, and then an audio recording, which could be a podcast. If you are doing this outside the network, Anchor, I think, is the best way to do it. You could also use voice recorder. To be able to record it, and yes, and then post both of those things on some form of media, whatever it is. Again, if this is public, do it on Facebook, on Twitter. It doesn't necessarily make a difference. And then here, I use the tool Degreed. You could use anything else like this, and create a pathway in Degreed. I'm thinking about it as a way to work. Which is going to be basically the piece of paper and a link to the audio message. I'm going to do a picture, and I think there's a paragraph that sort of introduces the whole idea that you're going to put in there. And you're going to add the last piece of content is going to be a call to action. And that's the key piece of it. It's just to see somebody's going to actually go through this content and they're going to ask them, call to action just be comment down below and give them something specific to comment down below on. And then you're going to get, so like on this one, I'm just like, hey, do you think this is possible? Do you like this idea? Does this make sense? Do you think it's a bad idea? Whatever it is, comment. And if you do like it, what is something that you want to run through this model? May help you out and go do it. Okay, and then you're going to get some sort of feedback. And here's the feedback. You're going to either get positive feedback in general, you can get neutral feedback in general, you're going to get negative feedback in general, you're going to get no feedback in general. So if it's positive, proceed. And the way to proceed, I would say, is modify or improve the original product. That you have, and then reshare it with the people that commented, or invite them to collaborate. See how serious they are, and which is just like invite them to an event, which can be a meeting or whatever it is, to collaborate on this particular item. If it's neutral, which is interesting, that's where you start to look of like, eh, maybe this doesn't go anywhere. You can do a modify and approve and reshare, and then see if you can start getting the positive feedback. If you get negative feedback, which is actually interesting, you could see what emotions being evoked. Like, why are people giving negative feedback? And that could be leading to something that is actually good. When somebody does something that is sort of in the realm of something that I'm interested in, but they do it differently than I'm interested in, that's going to evoke some negative emotion. So actually, if there's negative emotion, see if there's an opportunity to start to dig into it a little bit more. And then if you get none, here's the question. None is pretty much equivalent to neutral. People are just sort of warm. They couldn't make the effort to actually make a comment on it, or it didn't necessarily get marketed that well. Not enough people. Yeah, okay, that is. I've just got a message in there. Yeah, there it did not marketed that well, and so we might want to do a recipe for being able to market things and be able to get people to actually see it, which might be a branch off pathway that goes with to goes on to that, and just to see that you can get see if you can get enough eyeballs on the work that you're doing to actually make it valuable or worthwhile. So I'm going to put this out there. We'll call this 25-minute minimum viable product, and you'll see this in a couple of different places. So have an amazing day and speak soon.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.